G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Kepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Monday the 8th of November. Let's get into it. Okay, so particularly slow day today. There's not a lot of news coming out over the weekend, unfortunately, so there won't be a lot for me to talk about, but I'll do my best. So first off, I said the other day that GameSpot had reported that the game might support up to 4K 60 frames per second. Well, the guys behind Elden Ring have put out a post basically saying exactly that, now confirming. On PC, 4K 60 frames per second. PS5 and Xbox Series X, the same 60 frames per second in performance mode, 4K, or 30 frames per second in resolution mode. So it just depends on which options you choose with. As for the older consoles, PS4 Pro 1800p with checkerboarding 30 frames per second, and the PS4 1080p 30 frames per second. Xbox One 900p 30 frames per second, Xbox One X 4K 30 frames per second. So there you go, that's all the details. Elden Ring launches February 25 for PS5, Xbox Series XS, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. A closed network test for the game will kick off for a limited number of players on November 12th. I'm in it, can't wait. And will feature 5 playable classes, which I mentioned in yesterday's show. So, Warner Brothers Hogwarts Legacy, a immersive open-world action role-playing game set in the 1800s Wizarding World, it puts the players at the centre of their own adventure, will now be releasing in 2022, as we hoped, and has been confirmed by Warner Brothers. Hogwarts Legacy will be available for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One family of devices, including Xbox Series X, as well as PC. The game was shown off over a year ago, and in a recent interview with Toy World magazine, General Manager Rachel Wakely said that the next Fantastic Beasts film and Hogwarts Legacy will be the two big new releases for the IP in 2022, and seemed to suggest that the latter will be out after the film, which is currently set for April, gives us an idea. Rachel went on to say that the reaction to the original trailer for this has been amazing and it looks to set to be a huge success. We know that gaming is such an important part of the market and one that we have to be involved in. From what we've seen, the launch will be well worth it, the wait, and deliver a unique way for fans to interact with the franchise. The trailer did look awesome, can't say that it didn't. I can't wait to see more of this game. We were sort of hoping it would be at the last state of play. Unfortunately, it wasn't shown, so maybe we'll get some more details soon. Forza Horizon 5 has clocked up over 800,000 players before the game is even out. As first reported by VGC, the Races In Game Hall of Fame leaderboard currently ranks over 800,000 players, even though the game hasn't released. This means, basically, that 800,000 people, or somewhere nearabouts, has pre-ordered or paid for the more expensive premium edition, which has a pretty pricey tag on it too. That means a lot of people really wanted this game and really wanted to play it. It does come on Game Pass November 9th, so it's only another day away before we get to all play it, and I can't wait. So if you're a Switch fan and you've been waiting to see something on the Grand Theft Auto, the Trilogy Definitive Edition, well, good news, Rockstar have released a bunch of screenshots to show you what the game is expected to look like on that platform. You can look for it online, I'll try and post a link to somewhere that shows you. Just a final one, Naughty Dog's Neil Druckmann has wrapped up filming for HBO's The Last of Us TV series. In a brief tweet, Druckmann said earlier today, "Alas, my time in Canada has come to an end. To the best TV crew in the world, thank you for your incredible work, your passion, and for making me feel so welcome. I will miss you terribly." Having co-written the show, Druckmann has been heavily involved in the production, so his departure may signal the production may be wrapping up sooner rather than later. The first season of The Last of Us is expected to have about 10 episodes. There's still no official word on when it'll be broadcasted. I don't know how we're going to watch it in Australia yet, but I guess we'll find out later if we can. Okay, thanks everyone. That's pretty much it. Like I said, a very short show today because of the weekend and just the lag, I guess, from that. What have you been playing? This week, I just jumped on First Class Trouble on the PS5 and had a cracker of a time. Very, very funny. I also managed to jump in the Rainbow Six Extraction Beta, which I can't talk about, and got to test that out.
Anyway, have a great day, guys. Enjoy the rest of it. And I guess I'll see you all tomorrow, hopefully, with a lot more news. I'll catch you later.